I love to think unthinkable thoughts. I love to think unthinkable thoughts. What is an unthinkable thought? What is an unthinkable thought that I love to think? Well, peace on earth. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and every time I think any thought about conditions on earth, I see peace. Anytime I think any thought about the world at large, people living with people, people living in their community, in their world, in their state, in their nation, I see them in peace. I see them living peace. I see peace, the total aspect of every being on the face of the earth. The peace that passeth all understanding, the peace that knows it is fulfilled now. It is wonderful now. It is grand and glorious now. The peace that knows only itself. The peace that is the wonderful quality of peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I say this, and I know this, because this is true. This is reality. This is what the world is all about. The world is all about peace. All things working harmoniously with one another. I look at the cosmos and I see the stars darting about in the heavens. And I think to myself, are they at peace? And then I say, yes, there is a divine plan for them, and they are fulfilling that divine plan right now. They are living that ideal plan for them right now. Every star is doing its imaginable thing. The tectonic plates on the earth here are moving about, and they're doing their divine purpose too, and it's wonderful. And you think, well, the tectonic plates are destroying the earth and taking the earth apart and not letting humanity live in a harmonious world. Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. Because there is a grander scheme. We live forever, but we play the game of being humans for a while. And we are divine. And we return to our state of being divine. And as we return to our state of being divine, we don't need an earth. We don't need a planet to live on. We don't need any of these things, and they come and go. And we live there. We go to a place, and then we come back home. And when we come back home, we find that a tectonic plate had been active there, that the earthquake had been active there, that the Tsamen water has come up and drowned the land and wiped it clean of everything. And we say, oh, that's terrible. And it's not terrible. It's the unthinkable thought. Everyone knows that they have the right to be anywhere they want to be, to live anywhere they want to live, to experience any experience they want to have. And they can remain in that experience if they like, or they can move to other experiences. What do we say about wholeness? Wholeness is a relative state, for it's the allness that we are. And when we can move into that unthinkable thought of the allness, how grand it is and how glorious it is and how wonderful it is, the allness, the wholeness, the perfection. Again, it does not take the body of a baby or a young person or an adult. It does not take the body of a genius or a magical person. It only takes the awareness that wholeness is the universal quality within each one of us. The universal quality that is within each one of us, and we express it every moment of our life. And as we express it every moment of our life, every moment of our life is being more and more beautiful, more and more fulfilling, more and more wonderful. Unconditional love is that way. When we look at the world with unconditional love, we delight in everything. We delight in everybody. We first delight in ourselves, in the creation that we have made of ourselves, that we have presented ourselves to this planet Earth, that we have presented ourselves to this lifetime. And this is our thinking machine. And all thoughts exist. But we think individual thoughts, and we think these thoughts, and we think they're so unimaginable. Can you imagine a thought of wholeness in your body, wholeness in your life, wholeness in your world, wholeness for every being on the face of the earth, or in the universe, in the allness? What grand and unthinkable thoughts these are, and yet how real they are. Think of unconditional love. And when you think of unconditional love, you think of the ability to love the concept, to love the being, to love the essence. And it's not a matter of something that is good, something that is bad, something that is revealing itself, something that is unfolding itself, something that is coming into reality in this life. Because when you do that, you are thinking unthinkable thoughts. Thoughts that you, and as a human being, do not recognize, do not understand, do not feel, do not know, but they are there, and they are beautiful. I am ideal. I am the ideal expression of all that is and all that ever will be. I am the ideal fulfillment of all. What a beautiful and unthinkable thought. And I say unthinkable because there is no concept that can conceive an unthinkable thought. There is no concept that can conceive peace on earth and wholeness and unconditional love and that I am ideal. But it is our reality. It is the reality within us that we are ideal. We are wonderful. We are fantastic. We are glorious. We are marvelous. We are beyond all measure because we are the truth. And because we are this truth, we express ourselves in such beautiful fashion that nothing can be known of us in any way whatsoever. And so we assert in all areas of our life, all is in divine order. Every little pathway we walk, all is in divine order. Everything we do, all is in divine order. Everything we think, our unthinkable thoughts, are in divine order and reveal to us and to our world how beautiful life is, how beautiful all things are. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. No, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is wholeness on earth, and it began with me. There is now unconditional love on earth, and in the universe, and in the allness, and it began with me. I am ideal, and that concept began with me. And all is in divine order. And this is how it is now and forevermore. What glorious, unthinkable thoughts we have whenever we let our mind stretch, whenever we let our mind open itself to the allness that the universe is and that we are. Claim it for yourself today. And know that as you claim it for yourself today, I am there blessing you, seeing you whole and perfect, seeing your life revealed beautifully now, because I love you. I love you. I love you.